Hello and welcome back once again. Well, let's dive right back in with language. And for this one, you're probably going to want to follow along in your manual. So let's take a look at the hierarchy of ideas. The hierarchy of ideas is simply a model which assists us in easily being able to move from levels of abstraction, from very abstract to more concrete and specific. So remember, the person who controls the level of abstraction of the conversation controls the communication. If you take a word such as car, the word car is a certain level of abstraction. Now, we can either chunk down on car, chunk up on car, or chunk laterally. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Chunking down on car is going to take us from a certain level of abstraction to a lower level or a more specific or a more concrete level. And the way to do that is by asking the question, what are examples of this, or what specifically? So if somebody says the word car, you could say, what type of car specifically? And then you're going to get, and then they may say, well, it's a BMW. And then you could say, what model specifically? So we're gaining a greater level of specificity, and at the same time, we're moving down in the hierarchy of ideas. So we're moving down in terms of levels of abstraction from abstract to more specific. From cars, we can either go to classes and categories, in which case they might say a BMW or they might say a Pontiac, or we could go to parts of the car. Imagine that you're a mechanic and somebody brings their car to you and they say, I've got a problem with my car. And you ask them, well, what specifically is the problem? So now you're moving down from a level of abstraction to more specific. And they say, well, it's something to do with the wheel. And you say, well, what specifically with the wheel? And they say, well, it has something to do with the hubcap, actually. Well, what specifically on the hubcap? And they get down to lug nuts. So lug nuts is much more specific in terms of level of abstraction than car. So we've chunked down on car. That's the process of chunking. Now, we can also chunk up on car. And the way to chunk up and gain more abstraction is to ask the question, what is this an example of, for what purpose, or what is your intention? So if we're starting with the word car once again, and we ask, what is this an example of, for what purpose, or what is your intention, we could chunk up to transportation. Okay, a car, for what purpose? Transportation. A car, what is this an example of? Transportation. What that does is it brings us up a greater level of abstraction. So now we're becoming more abstract. Transportation is much more abstract than car. And we can even take it up to greater levels of abstraction than transportation by continuing to ask ourselves the question, what is this an example of, for what purpose, or what is the intention? So transportation is an example of movement. We could chunk up to movement. And movement is far more abstract than car. And if we ask ourselves for what purpose, what is this an example of, or what is your or what is the intention of movement, or for what purpose movement, or what is movement an example of, we could say existence if we chunk up really, really abstract. So existence is pretty abstract. It's a lot more abstract than car. So that's how we move through the range from abstract to specific, by asking ourselves certain questions. So if you start out with a word, like let's take another word other than car. Let's take painting. Painting, if you say what specifically, you could chunk down to Monet. That's more specific than painting. Or we could chunk up the other way by asking ourselves the question, for what purpose, what is your intention, or what is this an example of on painting? What is painting an example of? It's an example of art. Art is more abstract than painting. That's chunking up and chunking down. Now, there's one other way we can chunk in terms of our thinking. By the way, hang in there with me, because if you learn to think this way, you'll be able to think circles around the people you communicate with. So the last way that we can chunk is what's called chunking laterally. There's a process for chunking laterally. Start with the word car once again. What you want to do is you want to chunk up one level and then come down someplace else. So for example, a car, if you chunk up on the word car, and you ask yourself, what's this an example of, for what purpose, or for what intention? Car, for the purpose of transportation. So that's one level of abstraction up from car, transportation. And then we're going to chunk back down someplace else. So we chunk up the transportation, and we ask ourselves, in order to chunk back down someplace else, we're going to ask ourselves the question, what are other examples of this? So car is an example of transportation. What are other examples of transportation? Planes, trains, boats, buses. So let's take the word painting once again. If we chunk up one level on painting, we gain a greater level of abstraction to art. Painting is an example of art. And then if we chunk back down, what are other examples of art? And we might come down to sculptures. So that's the process of chunking. By the way, when you chunk up to greater levels of abstraction, that gives us the big picture. When you chunk down, that gives us details. When we chunk laterally, that gives us other examples on the same plane of thinking. Now, understanding this model allows us to operate throughout the entire range from abstract to specific. Now, in our society, by the way, the people who make the most money are people who are more abstract in their thinking. When you think about it, the person who makes the most money within a corporation is usually going to be the president. This is the person who sees the big picture. It's not the person who handles the mail. In a similar vein, within the armed forces, if you think in the army, who thinks big picture? The general or the foot soldier? The general is in charge of seeing the big picture. This is the abstract thinker, the person who can see the big picture. So your ability to think abstractly is directly related to how far you move ahead in your career or in your life. Now, you need to be able to operate throughout the full scope of the range successfully. There are abstract thinkers that never get anything accomplished in the material world. In fact, there's a lot of very abstract thinkers that don't have the ability to move throughout the range from abstract to specific, and as a result, they don't get much accomplished in the material world. So both are very useful skills to have. And at our live trainings, we do several exercises that assist you in beginning to move your thinking from abstract to specific or specific to global and back and forth throughout the entire range. But right now, just awareness is the first step. So awareness is the first step, and also this model will allow you to begin working with language in a way which is more powerful and persuasive as well.